The classic 1954 film On the Waterfront takes place in Hoboken, starring a young Marlon Brando as a dock worker who testifies about corruption.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a bum, which is what I am, let's face it.
Hoboken is now playing a starring role in the many scandals facing Governor Chris Christie about alleged abuses of power. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez explains how bribery, extortion, and real estate development have long been at the center of political corruption in the waterfront town.
Two-term mayor Anthony Russo is credited for revitalizing Hoboken's waterfront back in the 90s, changing its reputation as a working-class dock worker town, attracting young professionals, and laying the foundation for today's thriving restaurant and bar scene, part of what makes Hoboken so desirable to developers. After Russo left office, he admitted to accepting thousands of dollars in bribes from bar owners and city contractors for virtually his entire tenure as mayor. He was sentenced to 2.5 years in federal prison. Then came another mayor.
In the wake of last week's corruption arrests, Hoboken Mayor Peter Camerano has decided to resign.
In 2009, just a month after being sworn in, Peter Camerano was carried away in handcuffs as part of the largest sting operation in Jersey's history. Operation Bid Rig took down 3 Jersey mayors, 5 Orthodox rabbis, and dozens of public servants and political operatives. Camerano later admitted to accepting $25,000 from a developer in exchange for using his future influence. He was sentenced to 2 years.
I, Dawn Zimmer.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Of acting mayor.
His arrest swept Dawn Zimmer into office.
Of the city of Hoboken.
The authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
When she was sworn in, she made a promise to residents.
I want everyone to know I am committed to open, honest, and accountable government.
As a mayoral candidate, Zimmer had been approached by the same undercover investigator posing as a developer that had led to Camerano's arrest. Zimmer turned them down.
I mean, not even turned them down, she turned down the meeting. I think that action speaks for her integrity.
Melissa Abernathy hasn't seen a whole lot of integrity from politicians in the 25 years she's lived in the town. At a recent flood protection meeting in Hoboken, Abernathy says the waterfront town's desirability among developers opens the door for corruption.
There is a long tradition in Hudson County, probably the entire state of New Jersey, of mayors using funds from developers to shore up their reelection funds. And that has snared more than one Hoboken mayor. It's snared several developers.
She believes Zimmer represents a shift in the old way of doing business. The Hoboken mayor got involved in politics because she wanted more parks and public space in the square-mile town with chronic flooding problems. Then came Superstorm Sandy, which left 80% of the city underwater. It required a National Guard rescue operation to evacuate residents. Now, Zimmer's primary focus is urban resiliency to flooding. She's the only representative in New York and New Jersey named to President Obama's National Climate Change Task Force. She's become a passionate expert on how to save her town from flooding.
I've met with the National Flood Insurance Program and said if you can demonstrate that you're truly protecting your city, you can become what's called a shaded X zone. So I want to be a shaded X zone. That's what I'm going for. That terminology comes from them.
And in order to get there, Mayor Zimmer is tackling the Christie administration. She alleges top aides to the governor told her they would withhold federal Sandy recovery money unless she rubber-stamped a high-rise development project in Hoboken.
I think it's extremely unfair to connect Sandy funds, which the governor is entrusted by the federal government to distribute fairly. I don't think it's fair that he's tying Sandy funds to a particular development project.
The FBI and the U.S. attorney are investigating her claims. Christie and his lieutenant governor, Kim Guadagno, have denied the allegations. But emails to a Hoboken attorney showed the developer, the Rockefeller Group, was employing close allies of Governor Christie to pressure Hoboken to approve the high-rise. Whether or not Zimmer's accusation is true, it's clear that development and flood control are the two hottest issues in the town that Frank Sinatra grew up in.
I cover the waterfront of my love.
And while Zimmer appears to have widespread support, she does have her critics. Hoboken's public housing director, Carmelo Garcia, sued her, saying she was trying to force out minorities. And he's alleged that Zimmer allies and her husband bullied him into hiring her political supporters. A judge dismissed the lawsuit, but allowed Garcia to amend his case and refile. City Councilmember Michael Russo, who opposes Zimmer politically, is questioning why the mayor and the members of the city council she confided in didn't come forward right away about the alleged threats made by the Christie administration.
Even if it was just political, if she didn't feel that it rise to the level of criminality that she's alleging now, even if it was just political, the residents in the city of Hoboken are the ones that are suffering from that. But that Sandy money is instrumental in really moving the city forward to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
He thinks her allegations will disadvantage Hoboken in getting future Sandy aid. But many people who support the mayor say Zimmer doesn't have anything to gain by criticizing the governor and challenging the state. The waterfront town is competing to win a federal grant to protect it from future flooding. Winning the grant rests heavily on whether several state agencies cooperate with Hoboken. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.
For the one I love must soon come back to me.